This past year has brought much news of repressive regimes and political violence. Now a look at two new novels for young readers that offer a window into the lives of adolescents caught up in the politics of repression and racism. In both books, the homelands are at once dangerous and beautiful, one in the Caribbean, the other in Africa. The first novel is titled Zulu Dog. That's the breed of short-haired hunting dogs found in the countryside of South Africa. This particular dog is taken in as a puppy by a young Zulu boy. He names the puppy Gillette for its tiny razor-sharp teeth. As the story opens, we find ourselves in a magical place called Msinga. Here, author Anton Ferreira reading the opening scene.
There is no better time to be alive than in the hour before dawn in Msinga, when a full moon lights the raw African landscape of craggy hills, flat-topped thorn trees, and flowing water in the heart of ancient Zululand. The star-filled southern sky dazzles this part of the earth where no city lights cast their glare. The night pulses with the lives of nocturnal creatures. A giant eagle owl hoots from the tall trees along the river, and a sudden bawl of alarm echoes across the valley from a distant tribe of baboons woken by a prowling leopard.
Very far from the reality of most American kids.
I guess so, yeah.
The protagonist, his name is Vusi.
Correct, yeah. He goes on to adopt a puppy that is abandoned. Well, it's not abandoned. Its family gets attacked by that leopard. He had a leg bitten off.
So he's a three-legged dog.
Yes, he is. But that doesn't hold him back.
Well, you know, what is interesting about this book is, on the one hand, it's sort of a classic boy and his dog tale.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm wondering if in South Africa you all knew about Lassie when you were...
Oh, we did. We didn't see it on TV because we didn't have TV until about 1976.
But this child lives in quite a dangerous world. There's politics to this world.
Yeah, definitely. It's 8 years since apartheid formally ended in 1994. There's still a legacy of apartheid. The land issue is very important. When white settlers arrived in South Africa, they just more or less helped themselves to the land, much as the whites who settled America did. The difference with South Africa is now that the black people who were kicked off the land are now saying, we want that land back. So there's this tremendous conflict over land between whites and blacks. And that forms a very important background to the story in Zulu Dog.
In Vusi's world, the white farmer next door is his family's enemy. And the catalyst for bringing the races together is an unlikely friendship between the white farmer's daughter and Vusi. It begins with an accident. The boy and the three-legged dog venture onto the farmer's forbidden land and promptly trip on the root of a tree.
Who are you? Vusi freezes at the voice. The next thing he will hear, he knows, is the blast of a gun, and then he will be dead. He hopes Gillette will be able to get away safely. He tenses and waits, but nothing happens. Just that voice again, repeating the question. Vusi, still lying on his stomach where he had fallen, slowly turns his head. Above him stands a white girl, about his size. So, skipping ahead a little, I'll start again. He forces himself to look into her frowning face. Vusi, he says, pointing to himself. Vusi. The girl's frown slowly eases, her face lightens. Shirley, the girl replies, pointing to herself. Shirley. Vusi repeats her name, haltingly. She smiles. Gillette, he says, pointing to the dog. Gillette. Gillette? Like a razor blade? The girl mimes shaving. Vusi nods enthusiastically. The girl can speak Zulu. She knows what a Gillette is.
She knows what a Gillette is.
Right.
Kids that age can communicate.
Yeah, they sure they can. Yeah. And that's where the hope for South Africa lies, is in the new generation. Kids who don't see any reason to hate another person just because of the color of his or her skin.
Anton Ferreira's Zulu Dog is a classic tale of a boy and his dog. Another novel, Before We Were Free, is about a girl and her diary. Anita De La Torre is half a world away from Vusi, but at 12, she too finds herself in a world where those closest to her are threatened. Author Julia Alvarez says she set the story on an island very much like her own.
I based it on the dictatorship in the Dominican Republic because that's the one I grew up in. And she is not aware of what's going on, but then something happens. Her next-door neighbors, her cousins and her uncles, have to suddenly leave the country. And her father and uncle are in trouble. And suddenly the world that she's been living in, a dictatorship but protected by her parents from what's going on, suddenly begins to crumble.
And her best friend, She has family, she has friends, but in a way, her best friend is her diary.
Right. Of course, she's so frightened because already her parents are warning her that she must be careful anything she writes, anything she says. So she writes in it in pencil and savors what she writes down. And then at night she erases it. So she calls it the disappeared diary because she's heard about people being disappeared. So she disappears her diary every night. And she says, I don't know what I'd do without it. It's like my whole world is coming undone. But when I write, my pencil is a needle and thread, and I'm stitching the scraps back together again.
This diary really is her way of making sense out of her world, which is becoming an increasingly dangerous world as the
Right.
book
I
goes
don't.
on.
Right.
After her beloved father, Papi, is arrested for trying to overthrow the dictator, Anita and her mother and sister are forced into hiding. Their world shrinks to a secret closet, and they become on rather too intimate terms with the couple that hides them, Tia Mari and her husband, the self-styled philosopher Tio Pepe. Anita still worries, as 12-year-old girls will, about her looks, but now she worries about worrying.
And so in her diary, she writes, during supper tonight, Tio Pepe got into a long explanation about how human beings aren't using their full potential. If the brain were this plate, he said, we're using this grain of rice. Einstein maybe used this wedge of avocado. Galileo, this yuca patty. To think how much potential I'm wasting combing my hair and wondering if I'm pretty enough. How do you know when you're using your full potential? I asked Tio Pepe. But before he could get a word out, Diamati said, I'll tell you when you're using your full brain power, when you're smart enough to eat your supper before it gets cold. That made even Tio Pepe smile and dig in.
You're reading this to young people in America. What do they respond the most to?
Well, first I tell them, that this is a book based on something that actually happened, and I talk about dictatorships, and I tell them a little bit about my own experience, because it otherwise seems so foreign to them. It seemed foreign. And some very smart questions come out of it. One little boy asked me in an audience, well, if the dictatorship was so bad, how come there were Americans there? Wouldn't they have left? And so I had to explain to him, and it was a kind of rough little moment there, that the dictators, many of them, were put in power by the United States of America and kept there, and that even our wonderful country has its shadow history.
Julia Alvarez says she didn't change the things she wrote about just because her readers are young rather than adults, except she says for the ending. Anita's world does take a tragic turn, but at the end, she's given a sign, it seems, from heaven in the shape of four butterflies from Poppy, reminding me to fly, writes Julia Alvarez. Fly free.
You can write about anything for kids, but you do have to give them a little hope. It can't just be a grim book. There's got to be something uplifting at the end, something they can hold on to because, this is their world they're going to be entering, and you can't just take that hope away. You take the future away.
Julia Alvarez's new novel for young readers is titled Before We Were Free, and Zulu Dog was written by Anton Ferreira.